Welcome to the Property Lovers Podcast. I'm your host, Dominique Grubisher. This podcast series is all about giving you a competitive edge in your property journey. We'll be discussing little known strategies, tools, and information to help you add value and create wealth through property. Now, obviously, we don't know you or your unique position, so this is not financial or investment advice. It is information of a general nature, and you should always seek professional advice as to your situation before you ever invest in anything. But if you want to play a bigger game in property and want to use property as your vehicle to create wealth and, more importantly, freedom, then you're in the right place. Let's do this. Let's get started. In this episode, we're going to talk about the rising cost of construction in Australia that's impacting everyone and many of our property lovers. So a lot of people in our community have factored in additional margins for construction costs. And the numbers are in over the last financial year. Construction costs went up over 10%, which is significant. And in fact, the highest jump ever on record. However, we did have GST introduced in 2000. So imagine that, even higher than a 10% addition that came in as part of changing tax laws. So the reason that that is happening is obviously because of the rising cost of living, inflation, that's fed into the construction industry. So we have seen thousands, literally thousands of building and construction companies go into liquidation. Construction costs have gone up more than 25% in the last 5 years, which is massive. And many in the industry were on fixed price contracts. In other words, they'd locked in the price of construction. So they were working on really limited margins. What has caused an even further increase is the rising cost of fuel, which feeds into the construction industry, as well as materials, the cost of materials, supply chain issues, so difficulty and blockages with getting the materials that are needed. And then, of course, there's a massive labour shortage right now. So they actually can't get the workers, and that is meaning they're needing to compete for a limited work supply and demand. They're having to pay a lot more. It also impacts homeowners and people wanting to build, because they, if you're not on a fixed price contract, then the cost is going to be passed on to you. So you may have done your budget at a certain amount, only to be met with 10% plus increases, which can really hurt people. And those who were on a fixed price contract, many have been met with the builder actually falling over, going into liquidation or administration, getting wound up. And that means that the fixed price contract isn't worth anything anyway. So they've got a half finished construction site. Now, there has been a head of steam built up in the system because of increased demand for construction because of a few factors. So remember, we had the Home Builders Grant back during the pandemic, and that had timelines and deadlines on it. So the contract, the building contract, had to be signed by a certain date. Then on top of that, the building work had to start within 6 months of signing. So a lot of people have started their jobs to be entitled to the grant, only to find that the builder has fallen over and the contract's fallen through because they've gone bust, or alternatively, that what they budgeted for and even what they got approved for from their lender isn't going to be enough for what they want to build because of the changing environment and costs involved. And adding to that, we also had some severe weather events, storms, floods, that caused a lot of rectification work to be needed. So a lot more people needing repairs and a whole lot of stuff happening in the construction space. So it is a time of massive change and upheaval when it comes to building costs. What does it mean for us as property lovers? Well, just anecdotally, I'm seeing a lot more members of our community acquiring half-finished sites. So one client recently found a project where a tree had fallen on the roof. It was an investment property. The owners were away, which meant they didn't find out about it. So you can imagine the damage that happened to the place with storms and wild weather while they were overseas. Upon their return, the house was totally trashed. So they claimed on insurance, started to fix it themselves, and then the insurer just gave them a payout. So that meant they just wanted to sell the property as is, half finished in repairs, but at lockup for a loss to them. But great for the students who acquired it, because it's just a blank canvas now for them to finish off the job, and an uplift and a profit there. Another situation that I've seen in our community is just where a builder's gone broke. There's been some dispute about a contract. Because it's in the courts and in litigation, everybody's just dug their heels in. But in law, you have a duty, even if you're suing someone, to mitigate your loss. That means to reduce the loss you're experiencing. You can't just let it rack up a massive bill and sue someone else for it. Well, you're still in control. You have to make sure that the loss is limited. So people are selling their properties while they can, even though they're not finished. And it's a certain type of buyer that wants that, like a family ready to move in and start their kids at school or whatever. They're not going to be interested in a construction site. But for many of us who have sweat equity in properties, in other words, we manufacture the growth and the uplift ourselves, these sorts of deals can be an absolute game changer. So, like with anything, wherever there is headache and wherever there are obstacles, there is also huge opportunity. And these sorts of half-finished properties can be an absolute gold mine if you know how to structure the deal, transact it, and create uplift for an end market. If you want to know more about how to profit from some of these strategies and the opportunity that presents itself now because of rising construction costs, then check out the link in the notes section to this podcast for more about our programs. If you're enjoying this podcast, we want to invite you to join the Property Lovers Facebook group. To find the group in Facebook, just search for Property Lovers. You'll see the group banner, which has the word Property Lovers Hub on it. It's a community for property lovers in Australia. And just like this podcast, it's been created to give you a competitive advantage so you can get superior results in property. Please come and join us today. And for any other information and all your property needs, please visit our website, dginstitute.com.au, because we've got a lot of other giveaways that can support you on your property journey. Things like negotiation, mental toughness. We've got a lot of mini courses there that can get you in the right space to hit the ground running when it comes to property acquisitions. That's it for today, but really looking forward to giving you more tools, more strategies, more support, and a competitive advantage when it comes to property in our next episode.